was assault rifle, like, and they went on scene like 10 to 15 seconds. So, I mean, I'm telling you, your life is flashing in front of you.
We have Vincent Sager with us right now, who was in the middle of everything last night. He also has one of the viral videos that you are seeing across all the outlets this morning. He is with us right now. Vincent Sager, we're so glad that you're okay. Thank you for taking the time to join us this morning.
Yeah, no problem.
When you started hearing the gunshots ring out, what were you initially thinking?
Fireworks. Like, nothing. I mean, where we were standing was on the front right of the stage, closest to Mandalay Bay, where, you know, the shooter was at, and you first heard a couple little click clicks where you thought, you know, pyrotechnic mess up, whatever. And then, then you just heard like the clip, as you hear on the video, and you see people first, like, kind of have that look like, what was that? And then it goes again. And then by the second half, that's when, you know, Jason Aldean stopped and ran. And then, like I said, with the muffling of it, it just sounded like fireworks, like firecrackers, like someone just lit off a whole bunch of M80s or something. Organized and, you know, hey, guys, it's not hide. People are just laying down on the ground, like, you're going to get up. We're going to get you somewhere on the side here, you know, get a coverage. Like, people are just laying on the grass in a ball. Like, that's not going to help. But when a shooter's on top of the roof shooting down, you want to be moving. And then there's reports of, you know, random other shooters. So it was people hearing different little stories, and you just don't know what to believe at this point. All you know is you're just seeing gunfire, and you're seeing the guys running by you covered in blood saying a shot. Like, one guy got shot in his back right in front of us who was running, and I'm shot, and it looked like he fell, and then all of a sudden he just dropped.
Well, we are so sorry for what you had to witness just, you know, hours ago. We've seen video of people running away, some being transported in wheelbarrows. How is it that you were able to get away and be safe?
Well, it was me and two others. Well, really just one, but I ended up taking a couple other people with in my group to safety, because I don't know. I can't explain it. I can't say what it was. I just had a weird flight or flight instinct. And just, you know, to control the situation, try to keep people safe. I live in Vegas. I'm a local out here. I wasn't here vacationing. I work in major casinos where we train and practice for evacuations for situations like this, which you pray to God never happens. Especially, I mean, I took the weekend off. I love country music. Route 91 is one of my favorite things. I took off this weekend to go to it. And sad event just like this, that this can go down. It's like you look forward to it. And just it ruins everything. And it's just you want to make sure that everyone else is safe around you and that you're safe at the end. And that's what we did. It was just going off instinct.
Vincent Sager with us right now. He was in the middle of the chaos last night, shot a viral video that all of the news outlets across America are using this morning. We appreciate the time.
How did you keep filming during all of this?
I can't even answer that. It was just one of the, like I was telling, it was just an instinct thing. Like, we started it off, like, we're holding it, and then I held the phone off. My girl held the phone as well when I was trying to get other people around. And she just kept also filming on the phone while I gave her the phone. She just kept holding it.
Throughout this conversation, you know, we've heard your phone buzzing. I'm sure you've received a lot of calls,
yeah,
a lot of text messages.
Yeah, I'm in another one right now.
What's it been like for you in the hours since this happened, you know, talking to family and friends?
Just, you know, I mean, I haven't read any text messages. I've got hundreds of text messages. I just kind of use the platform of social media to let everyone know I'm safe. Because obviously with this, you want to keep your phone battery. I mean, I'm home now, so my phone's charging, but you want to keep your phone battery safe.
Vincent, we realize that you have a lot going on today. Vincent, thank you so much for the time. And as we're talking to you, the Today Show was playing the video that you shot last night, and here we are talking to you on the phone right now. Vincent, more than anything else, we are so glad that you are okay.
Yes.
We're so glad that you're all right. And
you
thank
were able
you.
To help others as well.
Yes.
Like, we're thankful to that you are here and that others are here because of you.
I appreciate you sharing your story, Vincent. Stay safe.
Thank you, guys.
Bye-bye.